So, Baz, you are the founder of the Fairphone, Fairphone One, which launched in 2013, is that right? Or was it 12?
That's right.
2013.
Well, it depends on you look at it. As a company, you launched in 2013, but as a project, we already started in 2010.
Okay, sure. So, you've just launched the Fairphone 2 today, mm-hmm. and can you tell us what's different about the Fairphone 2?
Yeah, so what is different from Fairphone 2 compared to other phones?
Compared to Fairphone 1, firstly.
Yeah, okay. So compared to Fairphone 1, the biggest difference is that we designed this phone from scratch. It's our own designed model.
You didn't do that previously?
No. We didn't. So previously we focused more on the supply chain and the working conditions and everything, where we didn't have to do a big investment, which you have to do when you make your own phone.
And used an existing model out there and adapted it.
And adapted also, the materials we use from certain mines, the working conditions in the factory. But the model itself was already done. It was the Chinese factory owning the design files, as you might say. Mm-hmm. The great thing about the step we make now is that when you design your phone, you can actually decide the processes in which the phone is made. You can decide we're not going to use spray paint because spray paint is bad for the environment and for the health and safety of people doing it.
This is because you're doing your own version of the phone,
exactly.
Now, you can have
much more control. Control over how you work on the processes, but also the use of materials. And also because it's your own design. You choose your manufacturer. Mm-hmm. So you basically, by choosing the components, by choosing the phone, by designing the phone, you design your supply chain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're happy with the manufacturers you've got now?
Well, I don't know yet.
Okay.
So that is another aspect. I mean, it's easier to we can do desktop research, because if you look at it, we work with probably around 500-600 factories, if you really go down all the tiers.
Wow, okay.
So
just to produce one phone.
Exactly, so if you look at the supply chain, it's super complex. You mm-hmm. have all these chains. So we know where all these components are made.
You don't mind me,
folks. It's just that it's it's impossible for 40 people to be involved with all these factories. So where we focus on are the factories, and that's a good thing. Also, the difference from going from Fairphone 1 to 2. With Fairphone 1, we didn't exist yet. Mm-hmm. We had to start up everything. Mm-hmm. And now with Fairphone 2, there's actually factories that came to us and said, wow, guys, what you're doing, we want to be involved in.
Mm-hmm. So to a consumer, what makes the phone fair? And more fair than the original version?
Yeah, so what makes the phone more fair than the original version is definitely the the phone itself, the design. In the design, we focused on the phone that people can use longer. So that means that it's designed in such a way that people can repair it themselves. It's built out of modules, so you can basically change your own screens, change your own jack sockets where you put your headphones in if you want to. So on a sustainability perspective, that will change a lot. If you can use your phone twice as long, the total footprint will be it will be huge in the decrease of that.
And what
on the materials and on the social elements, we've been working on fair trade gold. Mm-hmm. And we've been working on
fair trade gold
to implement it into the phone. We're almost there.
Fantastic.
The great thing about that is that we almost we're at a point that we're almost there, and if we have the supply chain set up, the big guys can follow.
So the likes of iPhone, Samsung, be able to
everyone
use fair trade gold as well.
Yeah, because if you set up a supply chain for a certain product, and the biggest difficulty with fair trade gold was Shanghai Gold Exchange importing and exporting this stuff from supplier to supplier. And so that is one of the things. Tungsten, we're going to work with.
Tungsten's another material.
Yeah, it's being used for the vibrator in the phone. It's mm-hmm. It's a heavy material, and mm-hmm. it's a conflict mineral as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to trace it back also to a mine in Rwanda, where we're going to work together on social programs. Mm-hmm. So we visited the mine, and we're already talking about what we can, the possibilities of doing something.
Brilliant.
On the ground, locally.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing I think that is always with a product, when you make a new product,
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
also a new start.
Mm-hmm.
We had to switch, unfortunately, manufacturer, like the main manufacturer, because the manufacturer we work with wasn't able to make 4G phones. for us to be able to, you know, to stay in the market, we needed to do 4G phones. There's a lot of licenses involved. So on the social investment we've done in the factory, you know, it's really a shame that you can't follow with that factory the same programs. We're still involved with them, even though we don't have any production anymore.
Right.
But we switched to another factory. So in that sense, we also had to we have to set up a lot of new stuff again.
Okay.
But we're also...
So it's a long process for you.
It's a long process. It's definitely a long process. But yep. if you really get on what we're improving is that we're involved now with 5-6 different factories.
Okay.
And we have programs running in several factories instead of, you know, just the ODM, the first tier one.
Okay. And out of the, is it 40 minerals in the phone? 40?
40 minerals, yeah.
The first phone had two which were definitely... Fair trade, and the next two. So now you've got four of the
Yeah, the thing is, you don't. We also have copper, which is recycled. We also use plastics that are recycled in the phone.
Yeah.
With the design of the phone, we, like I said, we made choices mm-hmm. of not using certain coatings. So the health and safety of the workers is, it's actually protected in that way. Mm-hmm. So and that is all impact. That is all improvement from the previous phones.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the definition that all these 40 minerals are unfair.
Mm-hmm. You just need to work out.
So what we did is we're going to focus on the four most urgent ones, mm-hmm. which are the conflict minerals.
Yep.
So it's gold, tungsten, tantalum, and tin.
So they were the four main ones that you were looking to...
Yeah, so that's why on these minerals we've been focusing as much as possible.
Because you knew they were definitely conflict minerals.
Yeah.
The rest you're not sure about.
Well, the rest is, they could be from Australia, from copper mines, or they could be from whatever.
Yeah.
But what we try to focus on, and that is of course a bit of the, that's also the thing. The paradox we're dealing with as Fairphone, if you really want to create change in the bigger picture, we shouldn't focus on mining in general, because mining is bad for the environment. So mm-hmm. we can work on the working conditions there,
mm-hmm.
but in the end, it's better to make sure that you have less waste and that you reuse the minerals you already use.
Yeah.
So that's why we also have programs in Ghana, setting up programs on component harvesting, on repairs, on getting back e-waste. So it's really important to look at the bigger picture and also have a design perspective on the thing, because if you can design phones that last longer or are easier to recycle, you put less pressure on the mines, and like I said, in the end, mining is just purely bad for the environment.
So would you eventually be able to use more of the components from recycled phones in your phone?
Yeah. That's what we're working on now. So we're working now on really moving from virgin mine material as much as possible towards urban mine materials.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is an important thing that in the longer run will create less environmental footprint.
Mm-hmm. Just quickly, Baz, finally, have you influenced the market at all, do you think?
Yes,
market.
Yeah, I do think we've influenced the phone. I'm not sure on what scale, but I'm totally sure that all these people that bought a Fairphone did make a huge statement. Yeah, so I'm not saying it's me
it?
Or any.
60,000. 60,000 bought them.
Yeah. So 60,000 people bought this phone, and of which 50 of them bought it before it even existed.
The Fairphone 1, yeah?
Yeah. So and now 15,000 people already bought Fairphone 2, and it's not even there yet.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think the statement of that is huge. So I'm not saying that we, Fairphone, like the group of people and me, setting it up, made that impact. I think, the biggest impact is with the consumers actually putting their money where their mouth is.
Brilliant. Thank you, Baz.